363.
In Brit Shalom, it's true, this book, Brit Shalom, it came out in English. Everyone is obligated to read it in English also, if that's your native language. You have it in English? It's not the same. Well, you went through already, the whole thing? Look where you go, you're up to the end already.
No.
I see where your mark is, what do you mean?
I haven't seen.
Almost at the end. That's where you're up to? Yeah.
No, I went.
You skipped?
Yeah, I actually started with it.
Powerful.
The chapter on rectification in the back. So,
So it's true, right? A lot of times books also in English, but when we learn it in the group, in the Chabura, together, from the original language, it's very powerful. Yeah? So, doesn't mean you can't read the English, it doesn't mean you have to come to the Shir. Come to the Shir, you can also learn in English, it's not French fiction for it. Refa Nafshi. We're in the ninth parak. Hear my soul. מהנזקים הגדולים ביותר הבאים עקב גם הברית. The greatest damages, one of the greatest damages that come because of blemishing the bris, הם בעיות הנפש הנוראיות שמצויות בזמננו הרבה מאוד. Is the mental problems, horrible mental problems, which are very common in our times. ובכלל זה, and including this, is the spoiling of the midos tavos of a person, the good characteristics of a person. הגורם הגדול להתפשטות לחולי הנפש עצמי קרב כל האוכלוסייה. The big cause, the big thing that causes these mental illnesses to spread out so much amongst all of the people of the world, הוא הסרת מחיצות הצניות בצורה נוראה, is the removing of the boundaries of modesty in a most horrible way. התפשטות פרסום התאווה והחמדה והנאה המדומים, the spreading of the coveting of this imaginary pleasure, the chomini of panim in all kinds of horrible ways, they cause people to destroy their nefesh, destroy their edelkeit, their, because the neshama of a person, the neshama of a chav, of human beings, not only of a person, not only of Jews, the neshama is a spiritual thing, it's delicate, it's kind, it's soft. You know, all these things, they put all these horrible things on the neshama and it's covered up, and then the person becomes like an animal with no sensitivity to nothing. Okay? And it causes the neshama terrible, terrible suffering. This is besides the fact that in spirituality, a Kishpoch who sends these kind of people that blemish horrible punishments, usually the punishment is conceived by a person. Let's say a person gets angry, it's a punishment. Right? He gets upset, he gets angry, it's a punishment. A person who has jealousy, it's a punishment. You know how horrible it is to live in jealousy? It's a disease. People have anger. People have this generation fears. People have fears. All kinds of things. Weird things. What are you afraid of? Right? All comes from Gama Brit. By the way, it can be also Gama Brit of the parents. Right? The person came into the world of impurity and he has a lot of there's a harder way to go through, but that's what Hashem wants from this neshama, obviously. That's why it's very important for us, the parents, to be holy also. והמידות הרעות האלו הן המקור לרוב הסבל של האדם. These bad midas of a person, they are the source of most suffering of a person that is going through. לדוגמה, for example, אדם שיש לו מידת הכעס, a man who has characteristic of anger. Okay? He gets angry. Who's the main person who suffers from his anger? He himself. Because the anger brings a man to horrible, horrible suffering. Every man who gets angry, he knows right away, he beats himself up afterwards. How? Why am I acting like this? But he can't control it. Also someone who has kina. He has kina. Kina's jealousy. He's jealous of his friend. Why does he have a nice car? Why does he have children? I don't. Why is it doesn't have any power of parnasa? Why is he healthy and I'm not? But a person like that, Mamash, he's suffering so much. He's eating his own heart. It's a phrase in Hebrew. Zetzar Nora. You're in the ninth parak? Is it the same thing, the ninth parak?
Heal my soul?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm reading now.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me a second. Here, negative emotions are the source of one's suffering. So you can follow and help me out at the Hebrew, the English. I'm at the end of this, in the middle of the paragraph. V'chein u'v'chol midah, so is in every bad characteristic. Atzvut, sadness. Chosro bitachon, low self-esteem, atzlut, person has laziness. Asovel haikari mimena, the main one who suffers from this, ubal ha-tahava or amida ha-ra'a ve'atzmo, is the actual person, the baal taiva, the person has the taiva, the person has the bad midah, him himself. Zot milvad shar onashim, this is besides, and the next paragraph. Is besides other punishments that a person will suffer from the Gama Brit. For example, machalot, illnesses, aniyut, poverty, bayot b'shlom bayit. A person just looks at another woman, he comes home and he has issues. Ve'ot tzarot rachman etzan, and further more troubles, Hashem should save us. Shebaot, that they come biglal azivat arachim shetzniut, because leaving the arachim, the yeah, I say this word, modesty, istapkut v'adinut, a person, this generation, people are not content with what they have, they don't have edelkeit, which just means like sensitivity and fine, to be fine, to be aggressive. And what did he get instead? The tovat arachim mushchatim, spoiled arachim, of nentanut, just to have pleasure, and nochiyut, selfishness, gasut haruach, aggressivity. This word. Yirmiyahu says in the Pasuk, Ki shtayim ra'ot asa mi, two bad things my nation did. Oti azvu mekom ha'chayim. The first thing is that they left me, I'm the source of good waters. And where did they go? If they went to good places, melev, where did they go? Lachtsov lahem borot nishbarim asher achil ha'mayim. To make for them broken holes, broken pits, that cannot even contain any water, any good. They left me the good way. The tovat ma, for the benefit of what? What did they get? Is it it's fine, you sit, you calm down. They left me, right? Did they go to something? Did they go to something which is going to help them? Something better? At least something that a little bit will give him anything good in life. Lo, gamzelo, no, we did not go there. Ella, rather, lachtsov lahem borot borot nishbayim shel ochil umayim. They went to bad things which have no benefit to a person, not even in this world. In the kol sheken olam haba, and of course not in the next world, doesn't help them. Not only that, rather the mazik meod, they cause them only harm in spiritually and physically. Yeah. Havavosh is not talking from a book that he read. He's talking from things that come to him all the time. People come talk to him all the time. We'll see here. The tapel bashoish, taking care of this earth, so the problem, the roots. לצערי, unfortunately, אני מקבל פניות רבות מאנשים שסובלים מהפרעות נפשיות קשות ביותר. I get a lot of people, many people which suffer from mental problems, mental, yeah, different, very, very horrible mental problems, they come to me. And even the lightest ones of these, they have a lot of influence on their lives. And some people look for all kinds of solutions. They go to medicine, they go all kinds of conventional medicine, non-conventional medicine, mystical. People will take care of ayin hara, take away demons, who knows what. But in the best case, they're dependent on medicine their whole life. They'd be able to go to sleep, they'd be able to do this, that, all kinds of things. About the sefer zeh, but in this book that we're reading now, yeshno pitaron shorshi lechol bayot hanefesh. There is a, solution from the roots of the problem. All mental illnesses, and we're all mentally ill. Okay, one more and one less. Yeah, each one in his own amount. We're all mentally ill. Right? We have all kinds of fears, right? That's a mental illness. What are you afraid of? What am I afraid of? Why am I afraid to go in the dark in the forest? Because only when we know the source, the root of the problem of the generation, and the root of the problem of each and every man, then we could give the solution and the answer to all the worst difficult problems. Therefore, the learning in this book that we're learning was gula chazaka beyoter, is the strongest gula for all the mental illnesses, all types. Through the work which is spread out here in this book to everyone. In this book, each one can merit to fix in truth everything that he blemished, and to merit to cure his soul from all the real mental illnesses which are his sins, and all the blemishes which cause him all the suffering. Yeah, that's how a person is able to fix everything. So with Hashem, tomorrow we continue. There is an advice.